All right, we'll go ahead and continue with California coach Mike Montgomery, and the Bears are home taking on the UCLA Bruins Thursday and then following up with USC on Sunday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star 1. We have a question from John Henderson, Denver Post.
Hey Mike, everybody around the country is talking about how much better the Pac-12 is this year than last year. What's the biggest reason why?
Well, you've got a pretty good influx of new players that are very, very, very good players. I mean, UCLA's recruiting class, Arizona's recruiting class, these are premier freshmen that have come in. You know, there's some other people. Oregon, for example, added the transfer from Rice, who was immediately eligible, as did SC. SC got a bunch of kids eligible that were sitting out. So there's a lot of new players that are very, very solid. And the programs that were pretty solid before, you know, have a number of players back, i.e. Stanford, you know, has had good nucleus of players. They're now a year older, so they're solid. Washington's been good. They had a lot of players back. So there's just now more good players in the league that aren't starting over or starting from scratch. And then you add these premier freshmen, of course, who some of which will be one and done. So they're very, very good players.
Thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star 1. Your next question comes from Patrick Finley, Arizona Daily Star.
Mike, at the risk of asking a question with an obvious answer, how has you guys' wins in the last 2 weeks changed the way the NCAA Tournament Committee may look at you or people nationwide might?
Oh, I have no idea. We, you know, 2 weeks ago, people probably left us for dead. We've had a lot of close games that we were right there in the cusp of winning and didn't. We had a couple losses that really hurt us, i.e. the Harvard loss at home was a critical loss for us. We had Vegas beat, top 20 team, and they score the ball with 0.7 on a missed shot. So, you know, we're close to having a much more respectable record that people would look and say, hey, these guys are pretty good. But we've had depth issues, and that's hurt us along the way where we've not been able to finish off some games. But, you know, you get toward the end of the season and you beat an Arizona at Arizona, beat Oregon, who was ranked 10th. It only can help you in the long run. But at least it gets you back on a board somewhere. You know, you could be way down, but at least, you know, they have to look at that and know that you're there.
You said, I think your RPI, you and Stanford both, is now – in the mid-50s, something like that. Do you think that to get in the tournament is it? I mean, are you already looking at? You have to play pretty deep into the conference tournament to get there, or anything like that?
Oh, we've got 7 games left, and 5 of them are at home, which means nothing unless you actually are better at home. We've actually lost 4 home games, so it hasn't been a great advantage for us thus far, but. You know, if we take care of our business, we'll start that conversation later on. I think that probably for most of us, 6'5s, 5'6s in that vicinity, you know, below the top 3 or 4, probably going to have to do something in the tournament.
We'll take one more question.
Your final question comes from Percy Allen, Seattle Times.
Just after what you guys have done here in these past 4 games, is it safe to say that you've turned the corner now?
No, I wish that were the case. You know, you're dealing with 19, 20-year-olds, and they have different mindsets. We played well at Arizona. But when I say that, we shot the ball well. Alan Crabb had a phenomenal game. He was 12 for 15 from the floor. Justin Cobbs had 17 in the second half. Now, if those guys can go out and do that every game, I would say, yeah, we've turned the corner. But we still are who we are. We make too many mistakes, and we don't always concentrate or focus like we need to. And, you know, we have a hard time with accountability a little bit because I don't have a lot of people I can put in and, you know, say if you're not going to play, I'll put this guy in there. So turning the corner I don't think would be the operative word. I think all along we've had the ability. Our first, we were 6-0 to start, played some good basketball. We've just been a little bit inconsistent. We can play well when we focus, and when the ball's going down, we're good. When we don't focus and we're having a hard time getting shots in, obviously we're not very good, but I think the same goes for a lot of people.
Is there a number that you have in mind that might win this conference here? You know, is it 14 wins? Is it 12 wins? Is it 13? Or is that just looking way too far down the line?
Well, it is for me. I haven't spent any time doing that. I mean, I've not been in a catbird seat. Maybe those guys up near the top four might be looking at a number that would win the league. For me, I'm just trying to get to, you know, as many wins as we can. So I really haven't spent any time looking at what others might need to do to win the conference. I wouldn't think we would be in great shape, although, you know, I guess if we won our last seven, we would have to be – it would be a possibility.
Mm-hmm. And then just do you think that the – conference sort of schedule, the way you guys do things, the way you travel for games like that, do you think that needs to be tweaked at all?
Well, I could think that all I want, but it's not going to change. Television's running the show, so it doesn't make any difference, to start making even comments about that. I know there probably are some disparities for some people, that some people feel disadvantaged. I mean, we've got a lot of Sunday games all of a sudden, which takes Monday out of the equation as far as – because we have to take a day off, and it's a day of prep. You know, there's a lot of people playing Wednesdays, you know, that then have 3 or 4 days till the next game. I don't know how that affects anything, but it's what television's going to demand when they sign the contract and going to take the check. That's what we're going to be stuck with.
Could you envision a time, though, that like when you make the trip to Oregon, that maybe you don't play both of those schools, maybe you play, you know, let's say that Thursday at home, and then you travel to Oregon that Saturday, as opposed to doing it all in 1 week?
Well, if they thought they could put together a better schedule that TV would be acceptable to, I don't think there's any problem with that. A lot of the other leagues do that, although they typically play a Wednesday, and then they play one game on the road, the next game at home, and another game on the road, the next game at home. But that requires chartering pretty much all the time, which I don't think everybody in our league does.
Yeah. Okay, coach. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, that'll do it, Mike. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, Hirsch, you had to change your website, didn't you, because you didn't think we were going to win. You did it at 4 o'clock. You had the Arizona win and the Cal loss. It's all right, Hirsch. You should know by now.
I was putting it in there for you. I just got confused. Sorry.
All right.
All right. Thanks.